Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show. Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Back-to-back NFL no huddles just a couple of minutes away. Back into what happened against the Falcons, or to the Falcons against the Saints yesterday in New Orleans. And then we'll get to all of the other games from an NFL Sunday as well. We will get the phone lines open at 1240 for Falcons fans, as we always do on Mondays, win or lose. 404-726-0929, your chance to sound off about the loss yesterday to New Orleans, and the floor is yours, as it always is. Any direction you want to take that conversation, feel free to do so in about 40 minutes from right now.
The Monkeys are still on the loose, Andy.
Yeah,
they caught
about half of them.
Got about half of them, but the Monkeys are still on the loose. They said they're not dangerous, whatever. Mm. Yeah, they're still like 7 pounds and all those things, so they're not dangerous. That's what they're saying. But they still want you, or those people up there, make sure they keep the windows locked.
So for people that don't know, about 45 monkeys escaped.
And they have not been. No. They didn't. Well, the dude who feeds them forgot to lock the cages.
Okay, I mean, that's escaped. Like, they got
out. I think he did it on purpose.
Maybe.
Be free!
Freeing the monkeys.
Be free!
Because isn't it like, and again, I'm not as read in on this story as I should be, but I know some of the details. Wasn't it like a, I don't know, what was the facility? It wasn't a zoo.
But it's like a testing facility.
It was like a testing facility.
But they have come out and said none of these monkeys have been tested or anything like any.
So they don't have any drugs in them.
No, any experiment or nothing like that has not happened to these monkeys.
Yet.
I'm sure they were in line.
Yeah.
And that's why I think to do open a cage.
It's an experimental plant.
Yeah.
And they had monkeys.
Yeah.
Like, what were they there for?
I don't know.
They were going to get tested on.
They were
going to
get tested on.
Yeah.
And I guess, oh boy, up there's like, you know, I can't stand what they do to these monkeys.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like this guy was like, he got the job just so he could free the monkeys.
Yeah.
That's a hero.
I don't know. I don't, you know what I mean? I don't condone stuff like that. Just like I don't condone people, like if you got a fur coat on, people who throw paint on or do all that.
Oh,
yeah, I don't condone all
just
that.
Just don't buy one.
I don't condone the letting go of the monkeys.
Oh.
Because if something, if they were tested and they got some kind of fungus or like salmonella or something.
Yeah, you don't want salmonella
from the monkey.
No, you don't want that.
So, yeah, but yeah, they're still looking for them. They're saying that, you know, that the police, they're using like food. They see them and they're trying to grab them, all this stuff. But yeah, if you're up there, you listen to us on the Odyssey app.
This is like Hilton Head area,
yeah, be
right?
Safe. Be safe.
South Carolina.
You know, this Alpha Genesis company is where these monkeys escape from.
Okay.
They breed monkeys to sell to pharmaceutical companies. I just have a big problem with that, and I hope all these monkeys make it out. Like, go, monkeys.
Yeah, because, like, what are those pharmaceutical companies
exactly
doing?
You know exactly
nothing
what they're
good
doing. You know exactly what they're doing.
Like, why is this place even standing?
But, yeah, okay. No, that's true.
Yeah.
Oof. But maybe some of the tests are fun. Like,
what the hell is fun about a test and you a monkey and you ain't in the jungle?
Maybe, like, you get to test out, like, Blue Chew or something. You know?
That's possible.
They got tested on somebody.
Now, a lot of the monkeys, they were able to catch a lot of them because they hung out. They escaped the facility, but they stayed around it on the outside, messing with the monkeys that were on the inside.
I'm free.
Some of them just sat there and jumped up and back and forth from the fence.
Okay.
Like, ha ha, stupid humans. You know, you can't keep us in here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, I hope they all find safety.
Let's go. Leave the monkeys alone, man. They want to be free, too.
Yeah,
Chocolat's a nice place.
Yeah.
Chocolat's a nice place.
I don't know how the ecosystem of, like, the low country of South Carolina compares to where those monkeys come from. I don't know.
Exactly.
It gets hot.
It gets hot.
There's a lot of trees.
Yeah. And that's what they're doing. They're climbing trees. But yeah, if y'all up there, watch out for the monkeys. They said they won't harm you anything. But I would also think, like, if 20 monkeys jump you, it's going to hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think that if 27-pound monkeys jumped you,
would you rather fight 27-pound monkeys or one, like, adult-sized monkey?
The adult-sized
20
monkeys.
20 baby-sized monkeys or one human-sized monkey, a gorilla, basically.
I'd take on the little ones.
Me too.
I'd take on the little ones. I'd be tossing their little ass all over the
place. Right. I might get bit a couple times.
Yeah.
I might end up with outbreak. But
that's what
I'm
saying.
A gorilla's going to rip my arms off.
Exactly.
And beat
would
me
you rather run up on Curious George? Or, you know, Willie D.
But exactly. Curious George.
Exactly.
10 times out of 10.
Exactly.
That guy's always up to something. Yeah. He's always getting into trouble.
Exactly.
But he finds his way out of it.
Jazz whooped.
Why does the guy only wear yellow? That's my question. Everyone else in the whole show is pretty normal, as far as attire and lifestyle. But then he just wears yellow all the time, and he has a monkey.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty weird.
He's a damn freak.
Like, if you think about it, their relationship is pretty weird.
He's a damn weirdo.
Like, he sleeps in a bed at his house.
Yes, that's some weird stuff.
He wears yellow to keep the monkey around?
Nobody knows his name. Like, he's just the man in the yellow hat. Everyone else has a name.
Yep.
Everyone else has an actual name.
Running from the law.
The man in the yellow hat.
Yeah, he's running from the law because he stole Curious George from a zoo.
That could be it.
Yes. That's what I'm going to go with that.
That could be it.
I'm going to go with that.
All right, let's get to an NFL no huddle.
Damn thief. Monkey thief.
NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. Mondays and Fridays, we do two NFL no huddles. It's back-to-back NFL no huddles. We'll start with what happened in New Orleans yesterday. Here's Kirk Cousins, the quarterback of the Falcons, talking about the Saints' defense.
Yeah, they were playing tight, you know, grabby coverage, and it was hard to get the space we were looking for. But, you know, that's pro football, and you're going to have tight coverage, and we just got to be able to catch and throw in it. And Saints defense did a good job all day long.
Break that damn hands. Get the hands off of you. New Orleans has always been like that. Lattimore, he's grabbing, Rodgers, all those different things. This is what they do. This is the NFL. Break their damn hands. They get their hands off of you.
They threw for 300 yards.
Yeah, get your hands off of you.
Like, they did okay.
Yeah.
Like, they had a pretty solid game in the pass game until they got close to the end zone, and then they weren't able to do much.
Yeah.
Bijan was good, obviously. 20 carries, 116 yards, two touchdowns. That second touchdown was fantastic.
Unbelievable.
They just couldn't pay off drives. Like, and I know that the blame, and it should be, on the kicker for missing all the kickers.
He missed the kicks.
But I think there's a little onus on the offense as well for bogging down as they got close to the end zone. Something we talked about on Friday was, you want to beat the Saints and have it not look like it looked last time, don't kick four field goals.
Yeah.
Get in the red zone and score a touchdown.
And they could have ran the ball. They were averaging 6 yards a carry.
Yep.
Just keep running the damn ball at them. You know, keep running the football at them and everything like that. And we talked about a lot of times, you know, them being able to run the ball in the red zone helps out this offense a lot. And they weren't able to do that. I'm sorry, because Bijan touchdown was 38 yards.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you can't get that job going. You can't get that going. And the defense, I mean, pretty much, I mean, I know they gave up the big plays, but after that, I mean, they just kept getting three and outs. They kept getting you the ball. We already talked about, I mean, the time of possession from the first quarter and to the end of the game, the Falcons ended up with 10 more minutes of time of possession because your defense kept getting you the ball back. And so you get down to a situation at the end of the game where you don't have any timeouts because Ra obviously had to use his timeouts to get the ball back.
Right.
And then
you did have one because the Saints inexplicably threw the football, but it's fine.
I love that play.
Yeah, it should have worked.
It should have worked.
Yeah, it should have worked.
And anytime, 9 times out of 10, Alvin Kamara is going to catch that ball. What a great play design.
Didn't it feel like the end of the Eagles game where Saquon, 9 times out of 10, is going to make that catch? He drops it. Falcons, in that sense, went down and won the game.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, history is repeating itself.
Yeah, when I saw
Kamara gifted him a possession and a timeout.
Yeah, man. And so then you get to a situation where it's fourth down, clock is ticking, you can't clock the ball, and you got to hurry up and get set. And then they just weren't able to. Kurt rushes it out to the sideline to Ray Ray, and even if Ray Ray breaks that tackle, they don't have any time.
Yeah, he wasn't getting the
first down. He wasn't going to get in the first down.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they lose the game that they should have won. They got to make kicks. He got to make kicks. Nobody feels worse in Atlanta than Younghoe Koo. I'm almost 100% sure positive that is the case. Nobody feels worse than him. His teammates should and are supposed to have his back. I ain't his damn teammate. Make the damn kicks. Make the damn kicks and you win this football game. You win a football game like that.
Yeah.
You win a football game like that. And that's just – and it's just, you know – they still run the South. They still got the lead, and they're probably going to end up beating Carolina, who got a win yesterday. Oh, my God. What a horrible football team the Giants are.
Horrible football team.
Both of them.
I'm glad that game went to overtime, and the Germans were like, oh, cool, we get more. This. Although that place, I don't know. I'm not walking back my stance on foreign football games. NFL football games should be played in America. That looked like a lot of fun.
You heard what old Roger said?
Yeah, I know.
Roger said, hey.
That's all, and I know. I know what it is. I'm yelling at the clouds. I'm yelling at the kids to get off my lawn on this one, but I'm not backing down off my stance. They're going to play more games internationally. I just I softened a little bit on that one yesterday. It just looked like fun.
It did.
Like, Munich looks cool.
Munich is cool.
Stadium looked awesome.
Yeah.
But people were fired up about it.
And they gave them the damn Panthers and Giants.
Which is what they should get. Like, yes. All right, you get eight games, but you get the worst ones. You shouldn't flex them in, you know?
Right.
Like, whoever sucks the most, we flex them to Munich or we flex them to London. Mm-hmm. We're not giving you good games, all right?
Yeah.
You can have the scraps.
Yeah, man. What an awful
anyway,
ball game.
Yeah, it was horrible. But they won. Yeah. That's two in a row for the
Panthers.
Yeah,
man. It's first time in a long time. First time in a long time that he went back-to-back.
Yeesh, yeah, the Giants suck. All right. Let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about, well, we're not going to make any excuses about the environment.
You know, it's a great place to play. Yeah. I mean, these guys, these fans, these people, they do a great job for their community. They do a great job for their team. And we'll never make those excuses. It's like that in any hostile environment. And we got to protect better at the end downstretch there.
Man, the atmosphere didn't have nothing to do with that game.
No.
It didn't have nothing to do with that damn game.
It wasn't like a bunch of false starts or anything because of the noise.
It didn't have nothing to do like that. Now, I got one of our listeners. Yes, I did see the video of the Falcon fans walking down Bourbon Street and everything before the game. Before the game, headed to the stadium, and it was cool and everything. Yeah. But the greatest one was a Saints fan that had it in peace. He reversed the tweet where they were walking out of New Orleans with the L, which was so funny.
Well done.
But
excellent use of technology.
Yeah, it was. But, yeah, that atmosphere didn't have nothing to do with it. They just didn't play well. I will not, and I'm not going to be that guy. Yeah, they had a walkthrough on Wednesdays. That walkthrough ain't why they lost this game.
No.
They lost this game because they could not take advantage of the opportunity. They could not sack the quarterback again.
Zero sacks.
Again. Now, they gave up three, but could not sack the quarterback again. And so then you look at the touchdown, Valdez-Scantling, his second touchdown. It was a miscommunication. Jesse, where are you going? Where's Jesse and AJ got missed? It looked like that. So where are you going? I mean, the Falcons shot themselves in the foot, and then they allowed a team that didn't do anything after the first quarter.
Yep.
Didn't do nothing. Saints didn't do nothing. Go out and win this football game.
Three and out on five of their six drives in the second half.
Didn't do nothing.
Falcons outgained them by 100 yards, out time of possession them by 10 minutes, outplayed them. They had 20 more plays than the Saints did. Mm-hmm. But when you miss three field goals, you're going to lose the game.
Yep.
Simple as that.
Damn.
Simple as that.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It really kind of is.
But is it?
Like,
is it?
I mean, I'll be honest, the missing of the field goals part is a little bit unbelievable to me just because he has been so good over the course of his Falcons career. He's been shaky this year, though.
Yes, like,
there's been moments of shakiness this year. If you would have gave me all that, I would have said, the Falcons probably squeak it out.
Yeah, and that's what I thought. I thought it would be a squeak-out game probably by 3 points.
Yeah.
That's what
I said on Friday. It all stacks up in the Falcons' direction, but you know it's going to be a close game.
Yeah.
Like, they're just going to play close games for the most part this year. Most teams in the NFL do. It's hard to overcome three missed kicks, man.
Unbelievable.
So there it is.
Unbelievable.
There it is. All right. 6-4 on the year now. First road loss. First division loss. Could have been 5-0. Could have been the chance of the division.
Yeah. They still will be. They still will.
Yeah, it's still like a 96% chance that they'll win the division. Helpful that the Bucs lost again yesterday. Man, Baker's trying, though.
I told you, man, Baker.
He's doing his best.
He's doing everything he can to keep them in it.
He stiff-armed Bosa.
Yeah, held him off. And threw the ball. Yeah.
Yeah, he's trying. He doesn't have any help.
Rich McCaffrey looks like he's okay.
We'll talk about that. And all of the other games yesterday in the NFL, or as many as we can. The good ones, really. We're not going to talk about the crap ones. We already talked about the crap one that happened in Germany. We'll talk about the good ones coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
NFL No Huddle Round 2, 20 minutes away from getting the phone lines open for Falcons fans after yesterday's loss to the Saints. Phone number is 404-726-0929. Program it in your phone. And then in about 15 minutes when we go to break and we say call, you can just click call, and then you'll be right there in line. I don't know how to help the people that are listening on the app, but we'll figure it out.
We'll try to get through
as many of the phone calls as we possibly can. All right. Back into what happened yesterday in the NFL. We started with the Germany game. We don't have to talk about that.
Nope.
Let's listen to the way that it sounded as the Chiefs remain somehow undefeated.
for the snap. Placement is down. Let's just kick. It's blocked. The Chiefs blocked the kick. They're going to stay undefeated. The Kansas City Chiefs blocked a 35-yard field goal attempt. Kansas City wins this game on a blocked field goal. The Kansas City Chiefs are 9-0.
They are.
Yeah, they are.
There's no doubt. You can't take it away from them. It's pretty incredible how five of them have happened.
And yes.
The Falcons were on the unfortunate receiving end of one of those fortunate wins for the Chiefs. Obviously, yesterday, 35-yard field goal. I mean, that's a chip shot.
Yeah, man.
They get in there and they block it.
They did. I mean, the way
they won the toss last or 2 weekends ago and beat the Bucks.
Yeah, man. They saw
week one,
they saw
Isaiah Likely's toe. His toe was in, and they lose.
Saw the weakness, man. On their. That's something that, you know, all week long, doing your field goal block set scenario, you're watching this over and over. Look where this guy's weak, and we're going to set our block to this side. And for them to get it, like you just said, it's just like every damn week.
Every week.
They're surviving. But, hey, surviving, if you winning while you're surviving, I mean, because you got that dude.
Yeah,
and you know what I mean. You got that dude, and for some reason, when it's money time, when it's big game time, he goes and finds a way to win. Now they got to go to Buffalo this week, and so that'd be an interesting one right there. But yeah. Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. Congratulations, Kelce. I think he tied Tony G for all time touchdowns.
Oh wow!
But that was just damn Chiefs. I mean, Bo Nix played well through two touchdowns yesterday, couple hundred yards.
Yeah,
but he played pretty well.
Efficient again, 22 of 30. They really found a way to highlight his strengths, which are he's athletic, he can move around a little bit, and accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of the short, quick, accurate pass game. And he was really good. That's who the Falcons face this Sunday, coming off that bad loss to the Saints. They got to go on the road again to Mile High, take on the 5-5 Broncos, who, it's still Bo Nix. He's a rookie. Hopefully you can affect him. I mean, the Falcons aren't really affecting any quarterback, so I'm not counting on that. But that Broncos defense is real.
It's real.
Yeah.
It is a real deal. Get after your behind pass rush. And they're going to be up there in the Mile High and the altitude and everything like that. Watch out.
Yeah.
Watch out.
It would have been really, really nice to beat the Saints yesterday.
This defense that they're going against this week is way better than the one they played on Sunday.
It's like, I don't know, trap whatever last week. I don't buy any of that crap. Isn't a trap this week. You're just that's a tough place to play against a rugged defense.
Yes.
Like, that's all it is. We got all week to get ready for that. All right. Let's hear New faces in new places, or same old faces in new places. Russell Wilson, just a vintage Russell Wilson late game dime to his new teammate, Mike Williams.
Wilson settles back, raises the foot, gets the snap, back to pass, looking, going to float it up left for Williams, and Williams makes the grab in the end zone. What a throw! What a catch! Mike Williams in his first game in a Steelers uniform has hauled in a 32-yard touchdown strike from Russell Wilson.
What a throw. What a freaking throw, and what a catch by Mike. What a touchdown catch. I mean, all three of Russell's touchdowns. I mean, the one that George picked, you put it up there. And George, I think George he has some of the best ball skills I've ever seen in my life, Andy. And I'm talking about the way he adjusts his body on that touchdown play. Outstanding. He does the funniest stuff in game also. There's nothing funnier than watching George pick his play. George is funny as hell,
What's
man.
What's he doing?
I don't know. And I'm sure George seems like he's the type of guy that every Tuesday or something, he's in Mike T's office.
Right. Just for a little conversation. Hey, next time Russ throws a pick and you have an opportunity to touch down the DB.
Touch him down
instead of going to the other DB and trying to give him a stunner.
Yeah,
like,
man.
He got the little screen pass yesterday and did like a jump stiff arm.
Yes. I don't know, man.
He's having fun.
That's all that's important. But
he's playing with a lot of joy.
Yeah, that's just funny.
Meanwhile, the Steelers are 7-2.
Yeah, man. Haven't played a division game yet.
Haven't played a division game yet.
Yeah, and that division's good.
Yeah,
that division's good. So we'll see how it goes and everything. But I know I said this yesterday, Mike Thomas. Because everybody in the building said stick with Justin.
Yeah.
Everybody said stick with Justin. Mike's like, no, I'm going to go with the other guy.
Yeah, it turns out he's got a pretty good finger on the pulse of his team.
Yeah.
We'll talk about a guy who doesn't. He's going to leave at the end of the year, get fired, whatever. Maybe gets fired today. I don't know. But Dallas sucks. They got smoked.
They got beat down.
And then afterwards, Micah Parsons was really honest about how he feels about his coach.
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants. But the guys I kind of feel bad for is guys like Zach Martin and
guys who might be on their last year or on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
I just, you know, and again, go back to the previous game, what a play, had a damn hard count and Washington jumps off sides.
Yeah. Again, but, Russell Wilson.
Yeah. What the hell are you talking about, dog? And that's the thing about it is this. And my man D. Wood, Damon Wood, I love D. And he said it so perfectly. When did stuff like this start getting out?
Recently.
When did stuff like this start getting out? Or your thought process of saying this about somebody that you got to go to, I hate calling it football war, but go through it with somebody. And you just do that. Like, why?
Somebody's your teammate or your coach, historically. No matter how you felt about them publicly,
everything,
you had their back.
Everything was always you about that, man. You kept it in-house and things like that. And these podcast boys, he's absolutely great. They just get on him to say anything. Everybody start telling their old secrets, you know what I'm saying? And now these ain't secrets. They just say what they got to say. And, you know, it is what it is, man. But they're awful. They look like ash yesterday. Cooper Rush, I mean, you might as well play Trey Lance.
Might as well.
You might as well play him. Yeah, I mean, he sucks. There's no way Dak's coming back this year, nor should they try to bring him back. But, yeah, it's a whole lot of problems. But now, one thing about Micah, he showed up yesterday. Two sacks, one forced fumble.
Yeah.
But they just can't capitalize.
Yeah.
Zeke gets the ball. Bloop, cookies.
He knows his coach is gone at the end of the year.
Yeah.
He knows he's going to either be there. I mean, he's going to get a ton of money.
But it's going to be crazy because of all the money next year that's going to Dak and CD.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, man. Until Jerry, I was about to say something real foul about him, but until Jerry finds and figures out that he need, and I don't think they're losing because he gets in the way. They're not very talented this year.
Yeah.
Just not good this year.
Yeah. It all is a part of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's all a part of it.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb dropped a pass because sun got in his eyes.
Yes. It was crazy how the ball.
It's a bad design.
Yeah.
Stadium design.
It's a bad stadium design, but like Jerry said, we know where the sun would come in and shine.
Well, maybe angle it different then.
I mean,
or get some drapes.
Well, yeah, you know? I was going to say put some curtains up.
Afford some drapes. He said he's not doing that.
Goodness gracious.
All right, we got time to get into a couple of these other games before we talk about the Sunday night game, which was a really good one. The 49ers looked a little bit different when they have their guys back.
Yeah,
and Purdy played good again yesterday. Dude, Baker Mayfield's doing everything he possibly can to help them win games, and they're not winning games, but he's playing. He's playing his ass off. Getting Christian McCaffrey back was helpful.
Yeah, he's battling. And Christian McCaffrey had like 90 yards of total offense and everything. Said there was no pain afterwards. So, I mean, he's the engine of that offense, though. As good as Brock Purdy's been playing, he's the engine of it. Hell of a catch by George Kittle. You saw
– What a throw.
What a throw. And you saw the interaction between Debo and the long snapper.
Yeah, what happened there?
If my estimation would happen, when Debo did come out and say it's out of character for him, and from what I've heard about Debo, he's an awesome teammate. So maybe it was. But it seems like the kicker misses the field goal. Debo probably went over there like, hey, dog, get your blank together. This long snapper, hey, you worry about your job. We got this. And then Debo, I'm not saying that's what happened. That's what I thought. That's what I think might have happened.
Got it.
That's what I think might happen. But he hit the kick to win the game.
Yep.
And everything and all is good. And like Kyle said, if it's not squashy, we'll squash it on the plane.
Yeah, all's well that ends well. The Bills with another nice win. Josh Allen balling.
Unbelievable.
30-20 over the Colts. They're 8-2. They're playing some good football.
They're playing
right
really
now.
Good. And he's playing good. And I think that's the biggest thing. They lost Diggs and everything. And I remember your response was they got a quarter that makes $53 damn million dollars a year.
Yeah. Now this, you know, we talked about it on Friday. His touchdown interception ratio is like 17-2 going in the game. Mm-hmm. He did throw two picks in the game, but they still had enough to win as they're really talented. And the Colts just kind of aren't.
They aren't. You know? And I saw one of their DBs came out talking about some people aren't working as hard as others. Are you working the hardest? Because if you got to always be careful when you do that. When you do that, are you doing everything that you need to do?
You just mentioned this to me during the break. Kyler Murray's playing really good football.
He's playing good, and they run the hell out of the ball.
Uh-huh.
And James Conner and them, they just come downhill. But Kyler Murray, I mean, how good he's playing both running and throwing the football bunk. And I'm so glad they beat the Duck smug face-ass Jets.
Yeah, I mean, I've said this four times, I think, but if it wasn't over before, it's over now. Like, they scored six.
Yes.
We're good, right?
Yes.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. As for the Sunday night game, again, another team that you just can't beat. The Lions, 8-1. 5-0 on the road. They were down big in that game.
Yes.
Texans cannot protect C.J. Stroud to save their lives, but the game ends with a big kick late. This guy Jake Bates,
he's
just squeezing them in there, but they went in.
From 52 yards out to send the Lions home with a victory. There's the snap, spot, kick away. It is up, and it is good! He got it! We're going to fly home on the wings of Jake Bates! Oh, baby! Good from 58, good from 52, and that's good enough for a victory for the Detroit Lions!
You're damn right.
God, the local
you
call
damn
is
right.
always better.
Five
I love the local
interceptions.
Call. Five picks
five
from Jared Goff.
Five picks from Jared Goff. And they had, and they were going to win this game. CJ threw a bad ball. Mm-hmm. CJ threw a bad ball. And I know he's frustrated because he's not getting the time that he wants and things like that. His two guys are out. Joe Mixon's looking so good. I saw that they gave him a captainship this week. But I thought, you know, Detroit just – that last drive, surgical. Mm-hmm. He's 31 for 31.
Yep.
Targeting Amon-Ra
St. Brown. Their whole second half pretty yes. much was. I mean, they start getting Gibbs involved in more creative ways. And yes. He's just so explosive.
Yes.
And then the kicker makes those two big kicks. They were telling a story. I guess he's from Houston where the game was last night. He was last year wasn't even in the NFL. He's like selling bricks.
Really?
And I was like, bricks of what? Like, But I assume.
I'm assuming the red one.
For construction.
Yeah, I'm assuming the red one.
Specify.
But that's awesome, though, man. Getting opportunity.
Now he's in there making kicks.
Getting an opportunity.
From selling bricks to making kicks.
Getting the opportunity to get in the NFL and for you to do. And I'm talking about those field goals were like just an inch.
One of them, I swear to God, that first one. It tapped the post.
Yeah,
like,
man.
As on the way past it, just like it nicked it.
Because it might have been a possibility they'd left his ass there.
Yeah, stay here.
You stay here. You from here. We don't need to get you no damn ticket because, you know, that was awful. And then we got the Dolphins and the Chargers.
Yeah, Dolphins and Chargers. You know.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Rams. I'm sorry. It says.
Oh, it does say Chargers.
Way to go, Abe.
Nicely done, Abe.
But yeah, the Rams, the Dolphins, I guess, man. I don't know what to even make of them anymore. And then they said that, what did it say? Tyreek Hill's wrist is on fire.
Jeez.
Whatever that means. Yeah, it says his wrist is on fire.
Put some water on it.
I don't know.
So put it out.
What's that goes? I don't know.
Get that water out.
I don't know. But they're playing better because Tua is a better quarterback. But they still ain't. They're probably losing the game.
Nah. But we'll all watch it. Yep.
Damn sure will.
That's a raggedy game. We'll all watch it.
Yep.
All right. Phone lines are open for Falcons fans. 404-726-0929. Tough loss. Frustrating loss. Bad loss to the Saints yesterday on the road. The floor is yours. Any direction you want to go to talk about that football game, give us a call. We'll talk it out next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Right. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Tough football weekend.
Yeah, man.
Tough football weekend. For some. Not for everyone. Obviously, there's Georgia Tech fans listening that had a great football weekend.
Yeah, they did.
But we'll get back into the weekend that was coming up in just about 20 minutes from a big picture standpoint. More college football focus at 1:20. AMA is an hour away, and the phone lines are open right now for Falcons fans. Talk about what went down yesterday in New Orleans. 404-726-0929. A couple phone lines available if you want to jump on, actually, and then we'll get to you. But we'll start with Boogie, who's in Atlanta. Hey, Boogie.
What's up, Andy? I'm gonna start out with Taylor McGarrett, man. Golly, man. I think we gotta be looking for a pass rusher and a right tackle. And also I wanna touch on the decision Raheem made. The 4th and 3 call. Who done missed 2 kicks, you gotta go for it, in my opinion. I'm gonna hang up and see what you guys say about this.
All right, Boogie, thanks.
Appreciate it.
McGarry had a tough one.
Had a rough day.
Cam Jordan just dusted off the old vintage Falcons performance and gave it
25 sacks, I think.
In his career?
Yeah, I think somewhere in there.
Yeah. And he had 0 this year.
None.
And then came in yesterday and was just really good.
Yeah.
He was really good.
Dominant.
Had it all saved up. He loves playing the Falcons. He's made it very clear that in his career he likes to do. They got guys over there that just do. Like, obviously, Taysom Hill.
He's been in it so long.
Yeah.
You know, he's been in it.
I was thinking about this driving
so long.
To the watch party yesterday. Is he, and maybe it's him, maybe it's Drew Brees, maybe it's Matt Ryan, I don't know, maybe it's somebody else, has played in the most of those matchups?
Oh, I have no clue.
Like, somebody leads the matchup
in appearances.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure. It has to be.
It's one of those guys.
It's one of those two.
Yeah.
It's probably one who played the most, probably Mort. because he was kicker for both of those teams.
Okay, that's what it is.
Yeah, so he's kicker for both of those teams.
That's what it is. That's the answer.
Drew played, what, 17 years in New Orleans?
That how many? And it wasn't hurt much. Yeah. So he played in most of them. Matt Ryan played 15 years, wasn't hurt much. So he played.
Yeah, you would think it would be one of those two guys. Maybe it's a long snapper, probably.
But Morton Anderson's a great answer. Yeah. That might very well be it.
Yeah, but I mean, Kansas, he just came. He showed up and showed out, man. Yep. He did. And they just were able to just enough. Bend but don't break.
Yeah, I don't. It's hard for me with the questioning of Raheem because we've been advocating for taking the points for a couple years now. Like in this new landscape of going for it more than ever, and you know whatever you want to call it. But Raheem's gone for it a lot, and they've actually been really good. Like the Falcons are incredible on fourth down this season. But when you trust your typically reliable kicker to make makeable field goals indoors in close games, I can't blame Raheem for that.
No.
Like, you got to
make the damn kick.
Maybe as the season goes on. And if Raheem's getting to the point where here's how I'll answer that question. If Raheem would have had to have gone for it on fourth down because he didn't trust his kicker anymore,
that says a lot.
Well, then they need to start trying out other kickers.
Yes.
Like that's absolutely where you get there. The fact that he continued to trust him really does validate the statement post-game that we trust him. We have belief in him. He's won a lot of games, whatever. He just has to do better. Like, he's already missed more kicks this year than in any other season he's had as a Falcon. We're, like, halfway through the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And so
it's also a bigger deal this year because they're good.
They're good, and they're going to come down to games where he has to make freaking kicks to win.
Yeah, and I know he did that in the first meeting with the Saints. I understand
Great.
That. He made all four of his kicks a career-long 58-yarder to win the game.
Mm-hmm.
Good, that's your job.
Yep.
You know what
I mean?
Is. It was like, awesome. I'm so glad we have a good kicker. He helped us win the game today. And then yesterday, he didn't. He didn't help you win the game.
Period.
So that's what it is. It's what your job is, to try to win games, and he didn't do it.
Purred.
T is in Decatur. What's up, T?
Yo, fellas, how's it going?
Good. What's up, T?
Hey, check this out, man. I am a Hawk, Brave Falcon, and dog to my core, man. But this weekend was something else, man, for two out of all of them teams. And I've been won over by MLS because they had a great weekend, too. But Koo has been mixing kicks since the preseason, man. And they had nobody to stand by to try to kick the football. I'm saying, come on, man. Earlier on, y'all was saying, well, it's just rust. It's just preseason. It don't matter. Mm-hmm. It matters. All of it matters. And what you see is what it is. The man is – we need to be working out somebody this weekend or today to be here to try to help. Not saying that Koo, he's won us a lot of games. I love Koo, but they're starting to call him wrong way Koo. He's kicking the wrong way. You feel me?
Wrong way.
I don't know what's going on with him.
I don't know what I'm saying,
but we're going to have to get that special team together because there are three phases of football, right? So special teams is one of them, and then when the offense is down and the defense is down and we get three opportunities to win the game, you got to kick the field goal and do your job.
Yep.
That's his job.
Yeah, you're right.
All right?
You're
so
right,
that's where I'm at with that. One more note.
Right.
When is my college coach gonna finally decide to play Gunnar Stockton, man? I mean, I know he loved Bennett. I know he loved Bennett. Yeah. I mean, because they've been there for so long. I get it. I get it. But it's time to see something else, man.
All right, T.
All right, T.
All right. 12, actually.
All right, 12. T. They're not going to bench Carson Beck for this. For what's his name, all right? Gunnar Stockton's going to get to play when they play whoever they play after Tennessee. He's going to get
UMass. You'll be there.
I think he's going to get to play. But yeah. I think he's going to get to play.
Let's see how Carson plays in the first half
in that game and everything. But yeah, I mean, I don't know a lot about Gunnar. I know they think highly of him, everything. But how good is he? I don't know. I have no clue how good he is. They're not going to bench Carson Beck.
No. I think unless an injury happens, Carson Beck's going to be the quarterback for the rest of the year.
Yes.
I do think that when the season is over, it would probably be a good idea to look at some of the money you have to spend and consider going and finding someone else, too.
Yep.
Like, not to say that the guys that are behind him aren't good,
but there's
nothing wrong with going out and grabbing one of these high-priced transfer portal guys. Other teams have done it, and it's worked out really well. You certainly need to do it at wide receiver.
Yes. That should be the first place you go.
There's not
enough. To see this Rashada boy.
Sure.
Interesting to see him.
Yeah.
Dual threat guy, all those different things. But yeah, that first thing they need to do is go get some receivers.
As for Koo and what the Falcons should be doing as far as planning for a replacement, I'm with T as far as the the benefit of the doubt, like the credit that you bank, he's exhausted it. Like, he banked a lot of credit. And that's why in the preseason when he missed all those kicks in that one game, we're like, it's a preseason game.
Preseason,
and then he's missed a couple kicks here and there, and it's like, he's done all this. But, like, at a certain point, you sort of meet up to the credit that you've been extended, right?
Mm-hmm.
You made a lot of big kicks over a handful of years. Most of those kicks were in games on teams that weren't very good, under 500, whatever, which is great. Now this team's good, and he's missed more kicks in this season than he's missed in any other season in his career.
And that's the crazy thing about it is because...
I hope that's a coincidence, but I don't know if
it is. I don't know, but I don't know... Like, do they replace Q? I don't think so.
No,
I think it has to go, like, awful.
He would have to have another game like that.
Another game like that, yeah. Then you might... Think about it. They might bring some guys in for a workout, but mm-hmm. I think Ku is their guy right now.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. Rome is in Swanee. Hey, Rome.
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good.
I just want to give props a little bit. Don't want to be a downer. I want to give a little bit of props to the defense. They played pretty good yesterday.
They did.
They shut them down in the second half yesterday. Had a couple rough passes over the top in the first half, but we should look past that, give them a little bit of props. I don't know what was going on with Kurt yesterday, but Kyle Pitts was open a lot. I seen him open a few times, and he missed it. The O-line gave up on us a little bit. But I just want to give props to the defense, man. Not be down on the defense. We did good. Rise up. I think we're going to be okay.
You're going to be fine.
Yeah, defense played really well.
They played good.
In the second half, there's no question.
But
now, there's some like unforgivable miscommunication and mistakes made in the first half as it relates to Marquez Valdez.
Oh, like he got behind. You look at the touchdown. He got behind Jesse. AJ,
yeah, all of them,
and Simmons,
all three of them,
all three of them.
That just I don't know how that happens. How that happens, but it did. I mean, the dude in one half had a better football game than he's had in his
whole career.
I didn't even know he played for the Saints.
Who did?
I'll be honest with you. Yeah. Didn't even know. Did you know, Bo? You're a Saints fan. You're a diehard Saints fan.
Yeah, he was just signed a few weeks ago after he got released.
They brought him up off the practice squad
and
all that stuff.
That's the thing, though. He wasn't good enough to make the team until Bub Means goes on IR. Like, right. Who the hell is Bub Means even?
I don't know. Cool name. But, I was not expecting Marquez Valdez. We talked a lot about the game last week, like we always do. Million keys, million different ways to
didn't
break it down.
Didn't mention his name one
Stop
damn
this
time.
Guy. Worry about because this guy. Got to do this. Talk about that guy.
Because what we say, we kept saying, they ain't got nobody to throw the ball to.
He had one catch for 5 yards in his Saints career. Not anymore. Now he's got 4 catches for 114
and
yards.
And two touchdowns.
Yeah, he had his best game of his life in one half.
Wow.
But to the caller's point, the defense rebounded in the second half. They gave up one field goal. I think of the 6 possessions that the Saints had,
they were all 3 and out.
5 of them were 3 and outs. Mm-hmm. They gave up 100 yards. They got the ball back. Even at the end, when the offense wasn't, again, holding up its end of the bargain, they got the ball back with a chance for the – they even got the ball back with a timeout.
Yeah.
Like, should have never happened.
Yeah, because Saints threw the ball. And Alvin, I mean, just – a great play day. He out-leveraged Caden Ellis, and the throw was perfect.
It was.
And he just dropped it.
He dropped it. He dropped it. One more call. Danny is in North Atlanta. Hey, Danny.
Hey, gentlemen. Good afternoon. Randy, I really appreciate your comments after the game yesterday. It was a team loss for sure, but let me tell you something. Wrong way coup, I guess, is what you want to call him now.
That's pretty good.
You know, kickers miss field goals once in a while.
They do.
I understand that, but that last kick, the last one that he missed, not only is he having mental problems, but it's technique. The ball fishtailed to the right like a sliced golf ball. His technique is off, and I'm not letting that kicker lose another game for me. He's gone. I mean, he's out of here. And there's a bunch of kickers out there, 10 of them I can name that would have made that kick. Have a good day, guys.
Hey, thanks, Danny. No, I mean, that's the thing about the missed kicks is
they're bad miss.
Very makeable kicks.
Yeah.
It did feel like the last miss was a bit of an overcorrection from the first one because he missed the first one left, mm-hmm. right? And then the second one pushed it off to the right. It was hit the crossbar, all that. Okay. Just make it.
Just make the kick.
No.
Make the damn kick. Period. You know, I mean, like Dan said, did fishtail. What do you like? That's
pushed it.
That's the thing about the mental part about kicking is that right there, you start making adjustments
exactly.
that you might not have to make.
Exactly.
You know?
And that's what it is. That's what was happening in real time was, okay, this first one went like this, and then the second one got blocked. Then the third one went like this. Like, that's 3 different ways to miss a kick.
But I understand something, Andy. If you're outside, you kind of got to do that. You're indoors.
That's the thing. It wasn't wind.
You kick indoors.
The wind didn't push it to the right.
No, he pushed it.
You pushed it to the right. Yeah, man.
Is it a breeze in the Superdome?
Huh? Fricky would have a
comment
about
that. They did just do some remodels.
That.
I don't think they put any windows, though.
Yeah.
They got like a tarp up or something?
Like, there was no wind.
No, man. It's indoors. It's turf. You're supposed to make the kicks. You're also a professional field goal kicker. make the kicks, win the game. We'll come back. We'll reset things on a big weekend. Some good happened this weekend for sure. A lot of bad, but some good happened this weekend. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.